Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics, from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
Let's talk about Kanye before, well, Ye.
And the company that he used to be with?
Adidas.
Yes.
This is the big one.
This is
the one right here.
Yeah. I'm going to add a little salt into it that people probably... I might get attacked for the first time ever, but I have to say, from a business side, some of the things that are happening, I'm preparing myself for it.
Nothing controversial.
You know how I
nothing controversial.
This will be new, but we'll see.
our plan for everything on Ian. Ian sent these talking points over. It was his idea.
His idea. He put us up to it.
Yep.
You say you want to talk about something.
I'm gonna after we get, because we're gonna obviously the report came out that Adidas lost $1.3 billion after
expected loss of $1.3 billion
after cutting ties with
Ye. Mm-hmm. Now there have been reports that they're trying to remake some Yeezy brand to try to
not gonna work
rework, you know, kind of like bring a vampire from the dead back to life type vibe to help their company. Long story short, Adidas has lost $1.3 billion in revenue so far.
Right. And that's just based on an estimate.
Yeah. Because of the cutting ties with Yeezy and Yeezy brand. So there's a lot to unpack here, right? Yeah. As you know, we talked about Ye. When his net worth dropped and he lost $1 billion, but nobody ever talks about what happened to the other guy. Yep. That's the thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like people always say, like, okay, this guy got beat up in a fight. Well, what happened to the other guy next week?
And the ramifications.
When he came back. Yeah. When he came back next week, what happened to the guy that got punched in the face? Like, yeah, he got punched in the face. He got knocked out. Mm-hmm. What happens to the guy that knocked him out?
Yeah, but even bigger, right? What? So like they cut ties with their biggest asset, right? Which was Ye. But what does that do to the trust of the other people that are on the brand, right? Do we now rock with the brand? Because if I liked Ye and I love, obviously everybody was wearing this thing. He's moving over 1 million units a year, probably more than that. Do I rock with Adidas athletes now? Do I rock with other people and entrepreneurs that are having Adidas as partnerships? It's going to affect their sales, right? So you got to look at it from not just what they did with him, but the ramifications of what it'll have on the overall business.
Yeah.
So what they try to do is like...
So what was the controversial thing that you was going to say?
So I'm going to break down the Ye part first, right? So the first part was obviously they had the merchandising, which is key, right? They had the merchandise and it was branded with Yeezy on it. And so now you're stuck because you can't put that out. Right, or they're going to try to put it out, but people are going to realize that it's not associated with the person anymore. And so what's the chance of it selling? So rather than shipping it out, they're going to probably take a loss on that. So the ramifications of it, I was like, all right, well, let me look who else is on. Who's the next most prominent person on Adidas? Obviously, Messi is Adidas athlete, and a lot of people, obviously, with the World Cup, but they took a loss on the overall. They sponsored the World Cup and took a loss on it. But then I started thinking, like, yo, Beyonce's on there.
Beyonce.
Check these numbers out. All right, we go. So Beyonce has the Ivy Park brand at Adidas, and she announced that in 2018. So in 2022, Ivy Park roughly did $40 million in sales, right? In 2021, they did $93 million in sales, right? So last year, we're talking almost a 56% cut. The company, Adidas, projected that line to do $250 million in 2022. That was the projection based on what happened in 2021. They projected it upsell of 250. It came in at 40. In 2023, this year, Adidas projects the line to do 63 million. They originally had compared their projection to be at $335 million. They thought Ivy Park would bring that in.
Oh, wait. So is this the controversial thing?
Well, so
are you attacking the Beehive?
I'm not attacking the Beehive.
Are you saying Beyonce is underperforming?
I'm saying,
you got to be extremely. Well,
we got to talk about the numbers.
Cut the mics off.
Just the numbers.
Cut the lights out.
Now, here's the difference, though. Here's the difference now, right? So, is the line underperforming? Based on their projections, yes. Here's what can happen in 2023. And I'm sure, like, your sister is aware, and my wife is aware, and I'm aware. Beyonce is going on tour.
Absolutely. World tour.
The world tour. It has over 50 dates. I'm sure there's going to be a marketing campaign around it. I'm sure Ivy Park would be at the forefront of a lot of the campaign. Will it help the sales of the brand? Please, for my sake, yes. For my sake, yes.
Shout out to Beyonce, man.
But based on how it was projected, they're at a point now in 2023, whether they're going to see this thing out or they're going to say, you know what? We can't bring her back.
What? Can't bring Beyonce back?
I don't know if I'll go on record. If Adidas don't know about that beehive, you think the Kanye debacle was crazy?
Can you? I mean, is it a smart business decision to bring it back?
Well, do you know how much they spent? Well, we would have to know how much they spent on it to see, even though the projections are a little lower than what they thought.
Far lower.
It could still be profitable. We have to see how much they spent on marketing, how much they spent on manufacturing to see if, because if you're making money with Beyonce, no brainer. Even if you're losing money with Beyonce, it's still a no-brainer because it's still good for the brand. So you got to be losing a lot of money.
So one of the issues is that they say that, yes, she will do the campaigns and there's commercials for it. But when you see her out in public, when you do see her out in public, is she wearing it?
I don't know.
That's a different fee. The mistake that they made was having that poison pill. So they have to pick whether they're going to pay him a royalty or keep it on the shelf. That was a smart move on Kanye's team to have that in. So it's like it's mutual self-destruction if the partnership does not go well. Adidas, once again, that profit margin is not that great. So I put it in Telegram for Stock Club, but you guys should go look with it what the operating margins are for Adidas anyway. If I was Beyonce, I would make a concerted effort to renegotiate my contract.
This is nothing against Beyonce. This is all tough business. Listen, before I start getting these bees in my chat. Look, I've been to 15 Beyonce shows. I am a supporter of Beyonce and all things of the Knowles family. We went to her mom's gala. I will be at the Renaissance tour. This is a fact. I will be front and center. In fact, when you see the video, you understand how much of a supporter I am. I just want to make sure that the business is right. And I'm sure she will too.
Adidas has some big shoes to fill, no pun intended, with that fiasco. And I don't know if they'll be able to, like, what ambassador could they get?
Yeah, who's the next person?
They're going to have to pay Luka probably $500 million.
Luka is not leaving he's not leaving Nike. That's out the question.
They sent it in the group chat. We got 800 new people that's watching it now since you said that. No, I'm dead serious. It went from 6,000 to 6,800 people.
The bees are here.
No, they sent it in the group chat.
Yeah, we praying for everything Beyonce. We love everything.
Listen, guys. Matter of fact, guys.
Zoom in on Shadi. I'm about to put lemonade up here.
Listen, guys. Guys. Listen. Beyonce is the greatest.
We got 7.5, Shadi. The greatest. I'm saying the greatest. Well, Mike might be the greatest.
My graduates from my school being Forbes.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.